Something we learn, but something we're born with. The findings are being presented at the British Association's Festival of Science in Dublin, from where our science correspondent, Palab Ghosh, reports.
I'm in one of Dublin's most famous churches, St. Michael. The organ you can hear behind me was used by Handel himself to compose the Messiah. What better setting to discuss the afterlife? With me to discuss the psychology behind our perceptions of life after death is Jesse Baring. Jesse, you've produced new evidence to suggest that we're actually born with our ideas of the fact there is life after death.
Well, born with might be something of a stretch, but I would say that children seem to come into the world biased toward believing that psychology continues after death. That seems to be the generic or the default mechanism. Now, the details associated with what particularly happens to one after death seems to be filled in by culture.
So how did you prove this?
Well, various ways. One interesting experiment involved exposing children to a puppet show in which a mouse puppet was enriched or given sort of a soul, and then all of a sudden an alligator puppet popped out from beneath the bushes and ate the puppet mouse. And then we asked children simply, now that the mouse is dead, can he do X, Y, and Z? Is he still hungry? Is he still thirsty? Can he still taste the grass that he ate right before he died? And we found that the younger the child, the more likely they were to say that psychological states continued after death.
Now, there's obviously a lot of ritual associated with life after death, not least in St. Michael's, where there's a crypt with mummified remains that are several hundred years old. Let's wander along and have a look at those. Here we are at the crypt, and in front of us are four skeletons. Some still have their skin on. It's part of a preparation to go on to the next world, Jesse, and it shows that it's not a childlike thing. It's something that people have learned. So what you're suggesting runs counter to that?
To some extent, although children seem to be intuitively or naturally equipped to reason about consciousness after death, that is, the younger the child, it seems, based on this experimental research, the more likely they are to say that consciousness continues after death. As individuals get older, however, they begin to sort of carefully prune off their attributions to the dead.
So you could be accused of arguing against spirituality.
I think that's a big part of it, the sort of cultural indoctrination that children experience. But the foundations of that are much more general.
On a slightly less morbid note, is there something that we can gain from your discovery?
I believe that we can develop a greater, deeper appreciation of life as we live it, the ephemeral nature of what it means to be conscious and to be alive.
Well, let's do just that. Get back in the sunshine into the fair city of Dublin.
Palab Ghosh.